This is Dennis Solo McKeithen at SCI Phoenix in Pennsylvania. And I called tonight to speak about the wrongfully convicted and excessively sentenced, you know, referring to myself. You know, I remember growing up hearing and reading stories about the injustice perpetuated against black men and women by the criminal justice system that was created to protect the status quo. One of the first books my sixth grade teacher gave me was The Scottsboro Boys. Prisons became the new plantations and black bodies became the new economical product. The government created unjust laws geared towards blacks, just like the crack cocaine first piling. Philadelphia was no exception. The now defunct Career Criminal Program was established in Philadelphia January 1983 and lasted about 2 years. This program was ruled by a policy, not a law. It was established by the district attorney and the president judge. The Pennsylvania legislature had nothing to do with it. This policy allowed the district attorney to judge shop to take you in front of one of three judges favorable to the district attorney's interest, and thus led to black prisoners being sentenced to death penalty in numbers for crimes like robbery, crimes with no physical injuries of any type. Many of those black men and women are still in prison today, 35 to 40 years later, waiting to die. I am one of those stories, one of those black men murdered by a criminal injustice system for a crime I did not commit and a crime void of any physical violence. I was sentenced to 110 years for a robbery, wrongfully convicted and excessively sentenced. This program was established by the ex-Supreme Court Justice Castile. He used this program in order to climb his way to the Supreme Court. When this program was established, they put out a memo that you had to have three previous convictions of a certain type and a new crime. I didn't fit that criteria, but at that time, no one knew what this program was. So therefore, I never knew I didn't fit the criteria. I never knew what the criteria was. And when I did find out, every petition that I filed asking for the court to look at this, because if I was misclassified, I was also sentenced illegally. And I should have been sentenced to my prior record score, which means that I would have been home 30 years ago or 20 years ago. The district attorney office today talks about an integrity unit, talks about wanting to get people out of prison that's been excessively sentenced. I came to jail in my 20s. I'm in my 60s. What are they going to wait until after I die and say that was wrong? It's important that people contact the Philadelphia District Attorney Office about those like myself, and particularly myself, who's still sitting in jail today because they were misclassified as career criminals back in the early 1980s, and no one has ever reviewed this situation to today. No matter how many petitions was filed, no matter how many letters written, this district attorney today states that he is against the death penalty, but how can he be against the death penalty and not be against what has happened to me? I encourage everybody to contact the Philadelphia District Attorney, Lag Krasner, and ask him to look into the case of Dennis McKeithen, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania versus Dennis McKeithen, and ask him to look into his misclassification as a career criminal, his excessive sentence, and his wrongfully convicted situation. I appreciate having this time and being able to share this with people, because there's a lot of people right in Philadelphia that don't even know that this career criminal program ever existed. It was here one day and gone the next. But by the time it had left a lot of bodies in its wake. I'm one of those bodies. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.